the news is read by Karen Carthy.
In the United States, authorities have identified the suspect in the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in Washington yesterday. They say the alleged gunman is a 29-year-old from Afghanistan who was brought to the US in 2021 under an evacuation program for Afghans who had assisted the US military. The two soldiers shot in the attack remain in a critical condition. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan reports.
Authorities here are naming Ramanullah Lakhanwal as the only suspect in the shooting of two National Guard soldiers outside a metro station just steps from the White House. The 29-year-old arrived in the US in September 2021 as part of a temporary resettlement program for individuals who had assisted the US armed forces in Afghanistan. President Trump, in a televised address to the nation, vowed the perpetrator of the attack would pay a very heavy price. His defense secretary has ordered the deployment of an additional 500 National Guard soldiers to Washington. President Trump was in Florida at the time of the attack for the Thanksgiving holiday today. The two victims of the attack, a man and a woman who were shot at point-blank range, remain in a critical condition in a DC hospital. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, President Trump announced additional National Guard troops will be deployed to the capital following the attack and also said the U.S. must now re-examine immigration issues.
We're not going to put up with these kind of assaults on law and order by people who shouldn't even be in our country. We must now re-examine every single alien who has entered our country from Afghanistan under Biden. And we must take all necessary measures to ensure the removal of any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country.
At least 55 people have been killed in a major fire which engulfed a number of apartment buildings in Hong Kong. More than 120 people were injured and 270 people are still not accounted for. Three construction company executives have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter connected to flammable materials that may have allowed the fire to spread quickly. Officials say the fire is now under control. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
Hundreds of people gathered in makeshift shelters overnight. Many had been evacuated from apartment blocks near the scene of yesterday's blaze. Others were searching for loved ones who lived in the 32-storey multi-towers complex and are still unaccounted for. An inquiry into the cause of the blaze is underway amid concerns that bamboo scaffolding on the exterior of the towers, which were being renovated, may have contributed to the spread of the fire. Authorities said the arrests of several employees of a construction company overnight was related to accusations of gross negligence, which may have led to the fire spreading so rapidly, resulting in a high number of casualties. They had been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter, according to officials.
A man in his 80s has died following a single vehicle road crash in County Kildare. The incident happened on the Curra Road in Kildare Town yesterday afternoon. The man, who was the sole occupant of the car, was pronounced dead at the scene. His body was brought to Naas General Hospital, where a post-mortem examination is due to take place. A third person has turned down an honorary doctorate that was due to be conferred by the University of Galway. Professor Kirby Miller told an event on campus yesterday that he would not accept the award in light of the university's ongoing links with an Israeli institution which is linked to the country's army. Professor Miller was due to be recognised for his role in helping to create the university's archive of emigrant letters sent from around the world over more than 300 years. Pope Leo is set to begin the first foreign trip of his papacy when he lands in Turkey this morning, beginning a six-day tour which will also include a visit to Lebanon. On his first day, the Pope will meet President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara and address diplomats before heading to Istanbul later in the day. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy to begin today with further rain, drizzle and mist. A band of more persistent rain will extend from the west early this morning and early afternoon, followed by sunny spells and isolated showers. highest temperatures of 11 to 15 degrees in strengthening southwest winds. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds will reach gale force 8 at times this morning on Irish coastal waters from Slinehead to Rossin Point to Malinhead. Southwesterly winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 and gusty later on Irish coastal waters from Valentia to Bloody Foreland to Carlingford Lough and on the North Irish Sea.